Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You ready for the Red Sox to save their season?
Oh, yes, I am. Sox are back.
I think the Sox are
That's
back.
A bit, well, the arrow pointing up. I'll give them that. That was a nice weekend against a good team. Team you're chasing. Team you have been chasing all year long. And should I point out the fact that the Red Sox are 3-1 since I got a City Connect jersey?
I would point that out.
Okay,
sure,
they're 3-1 since I got a City Connect jersey. Should they have done that sooner? Maybe. But we don't need to live in the past.
I mean, I don't know. Do you want to win 75% of your games or not? I mean, that's up to them ultimately.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to live in the right now, but beating the Yankees 2 out of 3, that's great. Because you asked this question a week ago, roughly a week ago, like what would get you back in? And I was like, all right, well, you got to start winning series. Like you got to start piling up series. And you've dug yourself a pretty big hole. But if you start chipping away and winning 2 out of 3 here and there, the American League in general is very down. Between now and the All-Star break, maybe you'll gain some ground on some teams. I'm not saying they're going to do it for sure. It's hard to have a lot of confidence in them, but you can't ignore the fact that it was a good weekend. They were socking the ball all over the yard, and you'll take the 2 wins.
Well, and it started so poorly the weekend, right? They lose on Friday. You have the Dobbins comments going into last night, which had me not feeling great about last night.
Yeah.
He immediately serves up the 2-run tater to Aaron Judge, and you're like, great. This rookie loudmouth starts talking before the series for no reason, and you know he's full of crap. Like, you know he doesn't mean it. He's like, oh, if no one else offered me a contract, I'd never sign with the Yankees, which what a joke that is. You wouldn't play in Major League Baseball if the Yankees offered you a deal? Like,
nope.
Moron.
No, he wouldn't.
And so that started
bad business.
That started last night. I'm like, here we go.
Yeah.
This loudmouth rookie opens up his yapper. Next thing you know, Judge pops a home run, and you're down in the game. You're going to lose the series, and it would have a much, much, much different feel to it. You weren't here on Friday, Keith. You were enjoying lovely downtown Cleveland.
Dude, I was in beautiful Ohio.
Greg, bro.
You would have caught me in Canton. You would have caught me in Cleveland. Yeah, I had myself a weekend.
The whole surrounding area. You're all over Northeast Ohio.
I took it a Guardians game.
Yeah.
I'll tell you all about that later. I had a nice little time at the Guardians game.
Okay, well, I do want to hear about all this. But on Friday, we were talking about, and I didn't expect this to be the case, but I'm like, all right, are the Yankees on the schedule? Are the Red Sox now in this stretch of games where they get the Yankees for 3 in the Bronx, which they just completed? They have 3 more coming up this weekend after a series with the Rays here in Boston. You look at that and you go, okay, are the Yankees actually on the schedule hitting at the right time? Is it something that could wake the Red Sox up a little bit? I think it's way too early to say that definitively, but okay, they did what they had to do. They won the series, as you said. Mm-hmm. Start piling up some series. So, good. That was a mostly good weekend for the Boston Red Sox. It wasn't all good.
No.
But overall, taking 2 out of 3 from New York, that's what they had to do.
Yeah, I mean, they're still, you know, giving up plenty of runs and things like that, but beggars can't be choosers. They just need to win games any way they could. And we were pointing about how they had such a bad record against bad teams. They had faced so many bad teams, these trash bag teams, up and down their schedule, and they were still under 500. So now you're taking on one of the best teams in the league for 3 games, and you win twice. I don't really care how you do it. Like, I'll take the wins, and we'll move on. There's plenty to pick apart, obviously, from the 3 games that they played. but they're at least heading in the right direction. And can they capitalize on that? Right? They got the Rays here, and then the Yankees again back at home. And if you start winning some of these games, I think maybe you'll buy in a little bit, and then make a tough decision for Craig Breslow. Right now, I feel like it's an easier decision for what this team should do or what the approach should be come trade deadline time. But it seems like deja vu, because it is. The last 3 or 4 years, they've actually been even a little bit better than this, and they've had to figure out what direction they're going to go in, and they've done a poor job almost every time. And now this year, you would got to at least make it tough on the front office, because right now they're not.
No, they are indeed not. So they got to pay off, Keith, the series win against New York.
Yeah, right.
I feel like the typical thing for the Red Sox to do would be, they win 2 out of 3. It feels like they have some momentum. We're feeling kind of good about them. We're opening up our hearts to buy in on the Red Sox. And maybe just believe. We're putting ourselves out there a little bit to believe. Mm. And then they drop 2 out of 3 to Tampa, and it was all for nothing. Like that. That's what this year's Red Sox team has been doing all year long. So you got to keep it going. Mm-hmm. Don't look past Tampa. Uh-huh. But keep that rolling. You want to take 2 out of 3 from Tampa? Heaven forbid.
Yeah.
You want to sweep, which they've famously never done.
No.
You want to sweep, then go right ahead and win the series against Tampa, and then we can really talk about some momentum.
Yeah.
Real quick, before we get to the events of Rafael Devers last night, he giveth and he taketh away.
Sure.
I'm surprised already. Was it Sounds of Muzak, I think, in the Twitch chat? I saw it on the text line as well. Oh, come on. Dobbins' comments were awesome. He's also been your only consistent pitcher, which is,
I mean,
aside from Crochet.
Garrett Crochet.
Who wasn't great over the weekend, but
no.
Aside from Crochet. He's not coming out of the bullpen.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's true, too. You don't want Dobbins out of the bullpen. True.
Yeah.
The quote, just to give you the full quote, he said, I've said it before. This is before the game on Sunday.
Yeah.
That if the Yankees were the last team to give me a contract, I'd retire. That's what he said to the Boston Herald. And then he goes out.
You'd retire?
Yeah. You'd retire.
You'd retire from baseball. You'd stop playing baseball.
He'd say, whoa.
Guys, I can't play for you guys.
My papa was a Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
I'll retire. Right. How dare you?
Right.
This game I love. I won't play it. And he immediately serves up a 2-run homer to Judge.
It's like when Paul Pierce was like, I'll never play for the Celtics. I'm a Laker fan.
Right.
That's something that sounds great. And if you said it in like 03, 04, you'd be like, oh, that guy's the man. But we also know that it's not true and nobody believes it. Like Johnny Damon said he would never, ever, ever play for the Yankees. He immediately went to the Yankees. It happens, right? Like these guys go and we'll play somewhere. You'd be dumb if you didn't. We get it. And so, yeah, I don't know. Like Vladimir Guerrero Jr., before he signed his deal with the Blue Jays, because the Yankees did his dad dirty. I forget what the dealing was, but the Yankees did something with Vlad Guerrero Sr. And Vladimir Guerrero Jr. had all these quotes about, like, I will never, ever, ever sign with the Yankees. And clearly his agent got to him and was like, listen,
hey, bro,
we need to use them to try to get you more money. And then he walked it back. He's like, things change and people change.
Job
changed. You're like, okay, dude. So I guess, I don't know, Hunter Dobbins is trying to stir them all up a little bit. So they're like, all right, cool, but we know it's not true.
There's one possible benefit to it.
Yeah.
Jazz Chisholm, who was mic'd up last night during the game.
Fantastic. I've always been waiting for this to happen.
He just airmailed one right into the dugout or wherever it was.
If you're going to mic up a guy and have this stupid interview going on during the game, shouldn't it be like an outfielder? A guy playing hot corner
typically is an outfielder.
That's what I've always thought. Durant.
Say it again.
They did it with Durant.
Yeah, I'm saying. I feel like seen it with outfielders way more often than an infielder. Yeah.
The infielder's like, hold on a second. I'm going to airmail this throw.
Well, then, like, so he did airmail the throw.
And he's like, well, that's a jump throw. Or did he say spin?
Yeah. Spin throw?
Spin throw?
Yeah, he's like, no biggie. He's like, literally, he's like, no big deal. Rafael is standing at third, like, ready to steal home. He's like, he won't do it. No, I mean, Jazz Chisholm was great.
I mean, I guess.
But he chirped back at Dobbins on social media, and I wonder if there is, like, minimal potential to get little war of words, snippy back and forth.
Yeah.
Red Sox and Yankees.
Everything helps. But if it comes down to, like, oh, the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry is really good. Oh, yeah, why? Well, Hunter Dobbins said that he wouldn't play for the Yankees.
Okay, it's
the Yankee fans are like, who?
Yeah, and then Jazz Chisholm on Twitter.
Guys, Jazz Chisholm has stuff to say on Twitter.
Okay, but that kind of is where we're at now with the rivalry. I'll take whatever I can get.
I'll say, I agree, it's better than nothing.
Yes.
But it's, you know, how the mighty have fallen.
I think there should be more trash talk in baseball, Jazz Chisholm tweeted before he was mic'd up in-game.
Yep, with an error.
He says, anyone agrees? Anyway, free smoke at 7. And then he went 0-for-3.
With an error.
So I did like that.
Yeah, the lights are a little too bright for Jazz Chisholm. That's all right.
What do you think about the state of the rivalry? Is it showing a pulse with Dobbins and Chisholm going back and forth last night? Or is it just a pathetic state of affairs for a now defunct, dead-ish rivalry? Also, is the Red Sox season back on? You can jump in. 617-779-7937. That's your phone. And your text number. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And you can do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. You want to get to Devers last night?
Sure.
What'd you think of Rafi Devers just loafing down the first baseline?
So what was
getting
weird
out of the box quick. That's, and then loafing.
That's why I'm confused, because I'd be a hypocrite if I said I need every player to bust their ass down the line, because I didn't care when Manny Cadillac'd it down to first base. I generally am not saying like power hitters need to have all the hustle in the world. I get the argument against it. You get paid $30 million to just hit, run down the line. So if you're upset about it, I get it. It's not something I've ever been all that fired up about. Okay, but what's odd about this particular one?
Well, this one he would have beat it out. So like,
no, this particular one is strange. Different. Yeah. So I just want to make it clear. I don't normally care about like hustle. Like, yeah. I'm like, all right, whatever, sock a dinger and call it a day.
Yeah.
Right. If it's like a routine ground, but you bust it out of the gate. So it wasn't like you hit it. You're like, I ground it out and you jog it down. You ran full speed for half of it. The ball wasn't even to first base yet, and then you just like threw it back into like first gear. And you're like, why? And then Cora says something to you in the dugout, and you just, like, blast past him for that. So that was weird. Like, are you hustling or are you not? You can't choose to do neither or, like, half and half on a play. It was very strange.
Yeah, and I feel like we were all ripping Juan Soto just a couple of weeks ago when he was here, and he hit one high off the monster. And
long single.
Yeah, and he winds up at first base, and we're all like, what a clown.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to say it about Juan Soto and you're going to say it about guys on other teams, then I want to keep the same energy.
Hitting a wall ball single is a little different than a rollover to second base.
Okay, but he would have beat it out. I'm with Keith
sure
on this one.
I don't know.
It would have been close.
I don't know.
Okay.
It would have been close.
It would have been close. Like,
it's different than a stand-up double off
you,
the wall.
You rip one to third base and you have no chance of beating, or you ground back to the pitcher. I heard a caller earlier today to Greg's show. And he's like, look, if you bounce one back to the pitcher, there's almost zero chance you're going to beat it out.
Yeah.
You can always go hard and go for it. But that one I get. You're probably frustrated. You roll over to the pitcher. This one, he did go hard. He let up. If he kept going, there's a real chance he beats that out,
so
or at least makes it close or rushes the throw or something like that. And so on this specific one, even if you
really
don't
strange.
In general have a problem, on this specific one, I think it's inexcusable.
Yeah, they're all a little bit different. I get your point. I think if it's like a routine play or whatever, or especially or like a hard hit ball that gets picked clean, like you got a long way to go. You're not going to get there. But this one is odd because it's right in front of him, so he can see it.
Look at that.
And the guy,
he was a step away.
I know.
And he let up halfway down the line.
But like he busted out of the gate faster than you normally see. He's like Ichiro, for God's sakes, getting out of the box. And then he like just slows it way down.
Look.
To the point where Cora's like, dude,
are you
what
hurt?
Was that?
Would you rip a hamstring?
Are you hurt? Are you injured?
No,
Do we need to get the gurney? Like, no.
And Devers just like, nah, I don't care. I haven't cared all year. I don't care now. None of this bothers me. I don't care what people think of me. I'm a bad teammate. I've been a bad teammate.
He's
I'll remain a bad teammate. I don't care about any of you guys. I never have. I never will. I mean, that might have been what he said.
That's what he says
with his actions. It's what he said with his actions all year long.
He's like, I got another at bat in 30 minutes. I got to get ready for it.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, he did get ready for it.
True.
He did.
Guy can hit.
So look, he socked a dinger after that. I would call it largely a meaningless home run. It counts. On the stats, but like for the context of the game, him loafing it down the first base line was way more relevant to the game than the home run he hit. It was a tight game when he's not busting it down the first base line. They had tacked on more runs with the back-to-back home runs by this point when Devers hit his. There were way bigger home runs. Toro and Story hit much bigger home runs than Rafael Devers did. He just tacked one on when they were already up four.
But also, I mean, if you'd think it wasn't a big deal, and maybe some people don't, I mean, Cora did. Like, Cora was asking about it. Now, Cora, no.
Did he or did he not?
Cora
in real time thought it was a big deal.
Yeah, I think privately he did. Publicly, he's consistent. He is going to defend Devers till he dies, it feels like.
Let me tell you, it's really working. So I get why Cora's digging in on this, because it's really working well.
Well,
defending
Devers
Rafael Devers and making excuses. No.
I guess that's what he's doing.
Rafael Devers can continue to hit meaningless home runs on a last place team. That's fine. He's happy to be a mediocre on a mediocre team and putting up his individual stats.
He might be an all-star.
He's been happy to do that for years and years and years. So I know what makes Rafael Devers tick.
Yeah.
I thought a little bit more. Even I thought a little bit more of Alex Cora. This is the manager after the game. I'm with you, Rich. I think in real time watching it, he was upset.
Well, he's like, what are you doing?
He couldn't believe
you
what was going on. but he's going to fall on the sword for his player and make excuses for Rafi Devers, which he's done all year. This is Cora.
Alex, Devers' soft ground ball to the second base in the sixth inning, is that not running it out? Is that lack of hustle, or is it something else?
It wasn't lack of hustle.
Something going on.
No, man. Yeah. It wasn't lack of hustle.
Okay.
Leave it like that.
Okay. So it's not lack of hustle.
And he's not hurt.
What are the other options?
I don't even know.
There's no other options.
Is he tired? Is he fatigued?
It'd be still lack of hustle.
Maybe he was feeling
He's ran out of gas.
That's a night game, Keith.
Maybe he only had like 60 feet in him. He didn't have the full 90 feet. Like, so what? It's one or the other.
Yeah.
So if he's not hurt, it was lack of hustle. But he can't even admit that because he's going to defend Devers at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like you said something. It was picked up on. They even showed it a bunch of times. It was picked up. They're going back and forth. He walks right by you. He's not talking to you. So for all the defending you're doing, he doesn't even respect you. He doesn't even stop and give you a real answer. And yet you're going to say to the media, it wasn't lack of hustle. We all saw it. It was clear as day.
So, I mean,
what else was it? You need to come up with some answer then.
Yeah, what else could it be? Like the Porzingis tired?
We told him not to.
He's heavily fatigued.
It was like when Daisuke used to hit in the National League games. Like, we told him not to swing. So we actually told Devers wants to run. Yeah. He wants to sprint. We told him to stop it.
Yeah. So
this is for his long-term health.
I'm about as annoyed with Cora as anything with this whole situation because this is what you're supposed to do.
Cora's having a horrible year.
He is. And the Devers thing to me is the biggest piece of it. And there's more to it. It's not even just now not getting him to play the field and Devers being selfish about that. Now he can't even bother on national television against your biggest rival, whatever the state of the rivalry is, and whatever national television means today in baseball. It's not America's pastime
means
anymore.
Everything.
But like as much of a big-time moment as you can have, Red Sox, Yankees, national television, Sunday Night Baseball.
It's the pinnacle.
The guy can't be bothered.
No.
He can't be bothered to leg it out first base on a play that he probably would have beat
out. But he, oddly enough, did run it first. So it's like,
he didn't leg it out. He started it,
so I'm saying,
but he didn't finish it off.
That's what's got my head all in a pretzel, because if he just hits it and doesn't run at all, then it's kind of like up for debate. We don't know, because he would have been thrown out by like 40 feet. But he runs enough to where you're like, oh, man, like, even though he's not the fastest guy in the world, like, could he get an infield single here? It's like, oh, no, he pulled up and just stopped and made it a non-competitive play. You're like, I don't understand it. And then his manager asked him about it. He didn't even talk to him, or he told him to, you know, screw. And then Cora still feels like he needs to defend him. Very strange.
Okay, so there's a lot out there to get to. It's 617-779-7937. Did the Red Sox save their season? Are they back? You can jump in on that. You can also get to the state of the rivalry, which feels like it's been on life support now for a number of years, last night included. And Rafael Devers, what do you do with him? How do you handle the situation? How do you feel about the whole Rafael Devers experience? Again, 617-779-7937. We'll get to that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
1-2. Swing and a drive, deep to right field. He's the real Bronx Bomber. Raffy goes deep in New York, and it is 10-5 Red Sox.
Yeah, well, you don't have to run hard on that one, right? Jog it out, Raffy Devers.
Oh, as long as he hits, I don't care. He hit a home run at the end of the game. What do you care? That he's not hustling and that he's a selfish player and he won't go play in the field. He's hitting bombs. What more do you want?
He's a terrible teammate. I think we can all admit that. Horrible teammate, but he's socking the ball around a little bit. He's having a good year.
He is socking the ball around a little bit. He can't sock the ball around and be a good teammate. Those are mutually exclusive.
No, I don't believe so.
He can't hustle to first base and sock the ball around.
No, he's not.
He can't pick up a glove and sock the ball around. Why are those mutually exclusive? I don't get that.
Oh, they aren't. They aren't. You are allowed to be a good teammate and do, you know, what your team asks you to do when you're making $30 million a year. Yeah, you can do that. He just chooses not to. That's where we're at with Rafael Devers.
Mm-hmm.
And then this sort of extra thing where he is not running out grounders, are like, all right, especially when you maybe could have gotten a hit out of that. Strange.
Yeah.
Strange.
You could have hit a little bit more if you hustled down the first baseline. You could raise your batting average by hustling down the first baseline.
So now Cora's like, great, I've already been defending him for 2.5 months about changing positions. Now I got to also defend him on this too?
Yeah. And not even a very strong defense.
No.
It wasn't a hustle thing. Okay, is he hurt?
No.
Nope. So then what?
That's how he runs?
Line?
Well, he just ran out. He just got tired. It's not, he wasn't trying his best. He just was really fatigued at that point.
Chris Cotillo tweeted about this before the whole incident. He tweeted about this on Friday night. He was responding to people saying that Rafael Devers is hated within the clubhouse. And there were various reports that came out when he was doing his press conference about not wanting to play the field and ripping Craig Breslow, that teammates were like rolling their eyes and being like, you got to stop talking.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't think those came out of nowhere, but I'm not in there. I don't know. This is what Cotillo said. For whatever reason, people keep saying this. He says Mass Live definitely hasn't reported it, and the rest of the beat hasn't. He says the point remains, as I said on EEI on Thursday, I guess he was on with Arcan on Thursday night,
mm-hmm.
that the group has been impervious to outside noise, distracted, and for the last 6 months, weeks now, rather.
He did say that should not be impervious.
Oh, should not be impervious. Got it. So in a follow-up tweet, he corrected that.
Got it.
He says, as I've said since March, the Devers conversation is nuanced. All I can tell you is that it has objectively been a distraction, no matter what side of the aisle you fall on. It's definitely a distraction.
So distraction.
And I think people are lining up within the clubhouse.
Yeah.
And I think this happens on teams. I mean, you saw it with Mac and Zappe. I think the Patriots were worried about seeing it with May and Joe Milton. I think you're seeing it now. There's probably some guys in there who are like, yeah, Devers, screw them. They told you they wanted you to do this. Now they're telling you something different. F them. And I bet there's a lot of people on the team who are like, yeah, why won't he just pick up a glove and play the field? How hard is
Definitely.
That? Why can't he hustle down to first base? So I bet he's polarizing within his own clubhouse.
Well, I also think when you are the longest tenured player, when you are the highest paid player and the guy who really should be your best player, and then you're also the center of this like distraction, that shouldn't be the case. Like that guy should be sort of setting the tone for everybody else. And even if he's not like a real vocal leader, like I don't think every best player is going to be like the team's, you know, real captain kind of thing, right? Like it's just not in everybody, right? We talk about that even with like Tatum.
Agreed.
Talk about it with whatever.
Agreed. Yeah.
But can you at least lead by example? If you're hitting 35 dingers, driving in a .120, and you know you're the DH because the team needs you to be the DH, great. But then if they need you to pick up a glove because both corner infielders are out, one for the season, the other for an extended period of time. And you can even argue about whether that really is what's best for the team. But if the team's asking you to do it, it doesn't really matter if you, like, as the fan or me, myself, I'm like, he kind of sucks in the field. But no, but Breslow asked him. John Henry asked him. And he said no. So there's no arguing that he's a horrible teammate. Like, he's a trash teammate. Everybody else is playing multiple spots. You think Christian Campbell's like, hey, when I make the majors one day, I hope I play every position on the field. I hope they move me up and down the lineup, and I hope, like, no. You want to play one spot.
David Hamilton never played third in the minors. No. He's playing it at the major league level. Because this guy won't move his fast.
Duran. It's not even just the utility guys. It's also some of your best guys will be moving positions. Seidon Rafaela, as a rookie last year, had to play shortstop and center field, and he'd ping pong back and forth between two of the most important defensive positions. In a weekend series, he'd play both. You know, then you have guys like Mookie Betts, no longer a teammate of Devers, but best player, one of the best players in the league. He could tell you to screw, and he's playing second, short, right field because the Dodgers asked him to.
Judge has moved. I mean, just right. go across the diamond last night.
Little Jose Altuve is playing left field.
Judge has moved right field and center field. Yeah. No, it's actually
the norm now.
Like
for guys
much better players than Rafael Devers.
Oh yeah,
guys who hit every single year and don't take years off and fluctuate here and there and are just better.
Yeah.
Year in and year out. They do it without complaint. Guys who actually get MVP votes, guys who have been MVPs of the league, guys who have won, or in the case of Judge anyway, went to the World Series. Like,
yeah.
Guys who have accomplished a lot more than Rafael Devers and consistently hit and produce and are better than Devers do it all the time. And this guy can't do it. It's a joke. And so we're getting texts like this, 617-779-7937. You guys are really something. Sox win 2 out of 3 in New York, and you cowards still turn something negative into it. And have nothing positive to say.
I had positive things to say.
We started.
They won 2 games.
We started the first 10 minutes of the show talking positive.
That's really good.
But I will say, this is kind of what the Red Sox are. It's like even when they're going well, you still have an incident like last night with Devers, which is amplified because it's Red Sox, Yankees, and it's national TV. People are saying, yeah. Oh, it's only under a microscope because of how he's carried himself this year.
Okay.
Yes, that's a big part of it. Yes, he's been a crappy teammate. So when he does this last night, it is going to be amplified. Oh, people are only talking about it because it's national TV. Right.
All right.
And so I just feel like this is the Red Sox experience this year. Even when they're going well, you're still fearing something looming right around the corner. And normally, Rafael Devers has been what's right around the corner.
Yeah. And also, the national game makes sense, too, because if this was a local game, they're not showing the replay of it. The Nesson guys ignore it, and you're not even talking about him, you know, not jogging or sprinting to first base. The National guys pick up on it and played it over and over and over again.
I don't get this. Rather be golfing. Such a crappy teammate for carrying the team. Carrying the team to what?
They're 3 games under 500, and they should probably blow it up.
The guy's been hitting well now for whatever, his whole career.
They're a disaster.
And the last 4 years, the team has sucked. They were last place 2 of those years. They were a 500 team last year in third place.
He's carrying them all.
They're
right.
Terrible again. Carrying them to what? Carrying them to what? I understand he's hitting, but again, he couldn't hit by picking up a glove. He can't hustle the first and still hit.
He's
like,
carried
why
to
do people treat those like they're mutually exclusive?
Eight and a half games out of first place.
Carrying the team.
To be fair, they'd be 20 back if he wasn't on the team.
I don't know about that.
He's walked it off 3 times by himself.
Keith, you'd trade him, right?
Oh, in a second.
Okay, so like
in a hot second.
I would consider getting him off the team.
Yeah.
If you just released him for nothing, maybe you'd be worse off. If you swapped him out for something else, maybe you'd be in a better spot. Why do people not allow for that?
I don't know.
What do you do if you're the
I've
Red
never
Sox?
Understood that, like the carrying somebody on a last place team, or like it's the same thing as like, well, you can't give up your leadership. It's like, well, when you're in dead last place, they're not really leading them anywhere. It's the same kind of argument.
I don't know if this is a typo or not. I haven't heard this one before with Devers.
Okay.
They should put diapers. I think he meant Devers.
Well,
they should put diapers on the IL for tanking it down the line last night.
But he's not hurt, and it wasn't lack of hustle. We're still trying to figure out what that other thing is.
Okay, what should they do? Is there anything they should do with Devers? Any kind of discipline? They're not going to trade him. I know you want that.
No, I think you've kind of dug in too much. I think at this point he's just your DH, and you like that's it.
Great.
That's just what it is.
Great.
The rest of the year.
I don't think he'd be good at first base. But
try to get his trade value as high as possible and flip him.
You can't get Toro's bat out of the lineup.
Okay,
gotta have Toro in there.
In fairness, Toro has been hitting. Like 3 more extra base hits last night, home run last night. Toro has been hitting. So if we want to be fair, that's a guy that's producing. But there are other guys you can get out of your lineup. So Wiggy was big on this all morning. We were talking to him in the break after their show wrapped up and before we got on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, Why do you think Devers would be good at first? I'm like, I'm not really sure he would be. I don't know how anybody could be confident one way or the other if he'd be good at first. He was a bad third baseman.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd be a good first baseman, but he'd be a good teammate. And I do think him going to first would help the team. I think Anthony would be here if he'd go to first.
So, yeah, and that's so Roman Anthony, if that's what you said it is, that's a compelling argument. Because other than that, especially with Bregman going down,
yeah,
you're like,
sliding, you're sliding deck chairs.
You're like, Meyer's already there. Like, I don't need David Hamilton as my DH or, you know, whatever. Like, even Toro, I know he had a great series. But, like, if you're just doing that, you know, when Bregman does come back, now, I think the ship has sailed. I don't think Devers is ever going to play the field this year. But if Bregman was back and then you moved Meyer to second, and then I guess you now have a Christian Campbell question, and it was good to see him hit a home run, and he had a good series as well. So maybe he's turning things around. But then it would make a little bit more sense than, I guess, what you have right now.
Yeah, I just, at least you'd be a good teammate,
yeah,
and at least you would be on board, sacrificing for the team. How much of a sacrifice is it? I don't really know.
And it's also, it feels like,
and
it would free
up DH to do other stuff. And yeah, I don't get why people miss that. That would help get Roman Anthony here.
It's also,
do you really think it would, though?
Yes.
If they want him playing the field, you're going to play him every day at DH. I don't think, because they're not taking Rafael out.
You don't have to play him every day at DH, but you have an opportunity to give guys, give Duran a day off where he's not in the field, but he's DHing. Like, you have the opportunity to do that. You can't do that right now with Devers clogging the position up.
But if there, let's say they did move Devers to first base and there's six games in a week, do you think he'd start six games at first base? Because
no,
I don't.
No,
right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you could kind of make it flexible.
He can still play DH. Yeah. He does. Right. Maybe that's part of it, too. Devers can play DH half the time.
Open to him. I mean, they start Toro, Gonzalez, Sogar. Like, they've been rotating through first baseman. Maybe he's in that rotation, and then that does change things for DH. So, like, Roman Anthony, let's face it, you want him up here for his bat. You're not like, oh, we're getting this glove up here.
Well, this is the other thing that I was talking to Wiggy about. I personally don't need Anthony in the outfield every day. Now, if you want to talk about developmentally and where is he going to ultimately play on the diamond, you want him here for the stick, like you just said.
Well,
he can be in the lineup every day at DH, and yeah, your best defensive outfield alignment is Duran, Rafaela, Abreu. And so you don't even need to mess with that. Just get Anthony's bat on the team, and now Devers is at first, and you should be a better lineup, and you don't suffer at all defensively in the outfield.
And just because what you do when you first are called up does not mean that's what you're going to do in your whole career. Marcelo Meyer's playing third base. He's not going to be a third baseman for his whole career. He's going to be a shortstop. Xander Bogaerts played third base because John Farrell's like, can't move Stephen Drew. So he played third base when he first got called up and then played a bunch of years at short. So if Roman Anthony's at DH and Marcelo Meyer's at third, that's for this year. Like, next year, those guys could both go back to their natural spots.
617-779-7937. Speaking of Meyer, you could mix him into the lineup, you know.
I would love to see him play.
It's not like he's hitting very well right now, but, like, you are allowed to get him into the lineup, Alex Cora.
Yeah.
And that's a guy who has...
He sucked the dinger, though.
He did.
Over
on Friday.
The weekend. Yeah,
he did. Yeah, that's true. You guys can weigh in on this. We'll get more into Roman Anthony. Another monster home run over the weekend.
Hasn't landed yet.
Nothing else for him to prove. And larger discussion about if Anthony is promoted and Devers won't move, who gets demoted? This came up over the weekend. We can get to it with all your phone calls next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Anthony drills it. Deep right center field, and the Roman Empire has done it again! Second homer of the week, and his second grand slam of the year.
497 feet.
Yeah.
For Roman Anthony.
Yeah, which, he got all that one.
Which, as Nick said, what a bum. Can't even hit it 500.
I know. Wait room.
Longest home run in baseball this year.
Baseball.
At any level.
There's been a lot of games.
The longest,
a lot of players.
The longest home run at any level in the sport this year. And the Red Sox are like, nah.
Yeah.
Stay down there.
If you're the pitcher, how do you react? You're like, well, obviously I had to be throwing it pretty good for him to, you know, hit it on the screws.
Yeah,
like
it had to come in pretty quick to go out that far.
Good velocity on my end, right? Forget about the exit velocity.
So,
that was actually smart. He should not be there. Okay. Yeah, he shouldn't be there for for months.
But this is the thing. Like, the 497 doesn't really matter other than it just makes the Red Sox look even worse.
Yes, it's like a headline everywhere. It's not just us talking about it. It's everywhere. They're like, this kid, who, by the way, is the number one prospect in all of baseball, just hit a moonshot almost 500 feet, and you're like, wow, the Red Sox must be doing really well if he's still in the minors. If he's blocked, they must be, they're three games under 500 and 8.5 games out of first place. Got it. Okay.
So it's just a news item that makes the Red Sox look worse, and they seem impervious to any of this. Rafael Devers won't move. Nick came in the break and made the point, well, look, even if Devers picked up a glove and went to first or third, they'll probably just play Toro or Romy Gonzalez at DH.
Yeah. You need this kid to make it make sense.
At which point, then I would start bitching about that. I would stop bitching about Devers not moving, and I would start bitching about Breslow or Henry or whatever reason why this kid isn't up. But I think opening up DH would be a way to get him here. Ken Rosenthal had a take over the weekend.
All right.
And this is before Christian Campbell hit this weekend. Campbell had a good weekend.
He needed that bad.
He said, Rosenthal wrote that Christian Campbell needs more defensive reps in AAA. Top prospect Roman Anthony needs to be hitting. Exchanging one for the other would make the Red Sox a better team. Keith, agree or disagree? Would you send Campbell down? Do you feel differently now than you did at the beginning of the weekend? Like, how do you approach that whole potential swap?
So this weekend kind of did change my mind a little bit. I was to the point where maybe that would be in the best interest of Campbell. We had Bradford on last week, and it's not as much of a, you know, demerit as you might think. Like, he referenced Jackson Holliday, came up, then got sent down. Mike Trout got called up and then sent down in his first year. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't mean you need to hit the ground running and be you finish top three in rookie of the year. Otherwise, it's a failure of a season. Sometimes this happens with guys. If it was Christian Campbell down, so it's more David Hamilton, I'm almost of the mindset, let Campbell figure it out. Now, give him one position, and that seems like what they've kind of done, but give him one position, have him play second base, have him hit ninth in the order or whatever, and let him get out of this funk. Dustin Pedroia is a great example where Pedroia was brutal. Now, the difference here is Campbell started good. Campbell had a good start to the year and then tanked it. Pedroia started really slowly and then was a house of fire and won Rookie of the Year. So, and Alex Cora was his teammate that year, so he's very well aware of these guys. Sometimes you need to stick with him. You obviously brought him up for a reason. He was one of these top prospects and everything else. It's been pretty bad, but who are you replacing him with? And I guess in this scenario, Rosenthal's sort of saying Anthony, but it doesn't really work that way. Like, because he's not playing second base.
Right, it's Hamilton every day.
Yeah. So that, I think I would probably, I'd probably just stick with Campbell, but I get the argument to send him down.
I'm not sending him down after he went 4-for-6 these last two games with a homer and four RBIs.
Yeah.
I would try to latch onto that. And
but if it was another series like it had been.
Keith, if it was Friday night / Saturday morning, which is when Rosenthal had it, Campbell started the weekend by going 0-for-2, two strikeouts, got pinch hit four in a Friday night loss to the Yankees. His season average, batting average, bottomed out at 220, as low as it's been. So
worst player in May.
Yeah, if you like, ask,
I don't think there's a worse player in majors in the majors than Kirsten Campbell in May.
If you ask me on Saturday morning, would I demote him? Yeah. Go.
Yeah, so these two games.
Go down to AAA, hit for a couple of weeks, and come back. I'm not banishing him to the minors, but go get your confidence back up. We were talking about it on Friday, actually, while you were out, and I would have been open to it then.
Yeah.
Now that he's hit for a couple of games, I want to see it through a little
more. Same.
If he goes 0 for the week or keeps striking out and gets on base like one time with a little bleeder of a single, then we can talk about it again next week. But right now, he raises batting average 13 points over the weekend, hit a home run for the first time since God knows when. First time since Detroit on May 13th.
Take it.
So whatever that is, 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
So I would now try to lean in on that, and I like your approach. You're playing second every day, most days.
Yep.
You're batting ninth every time you're in the lineup.
Let's figure it out.
Figure it out at second. We'll take the pressure off. You're not hitting cleanup anymore. Don't worry about it. You're just the ninth hitter, and that's the way to go forward and see if he can turn his season around. Yeah, what I would do.
That's what I would do. I would also play Marcelo Meyer every day. That's what I would do.
You don't want to sit him against lefties?
No.
I don't either.
He's going to be a great player one day, at least we all hope, and he's not going to be a platoon player, right? So let's play him. I thought the whole idea of calling up any of these guys, or even Roman Anthony, right? Like, Roman Anthony's not up here, probably just for the money stuff.
You know they'd platoon him, too. They do it with everybody.
It's insane.
Okay, but they might. I've heard
this logic
before.
I thought the idea was to play him every day.
I've heard this logic before.
Do they sit against lefties in Worcester?
Yeah. They're like, well, when Duran came up, he sat against lefties too. Duran wasn't this caliber of prospect.
No, these guys are at a different level.
Duran was a good prospect.
Yep.
But he wasn't this caliber of prospect. And the Red Sox also, Devers did it too, I think. Well, when Devers came up, the Red Sox were good. They suck right now.
I also get it.
So, I would play these guys every day. I would play Meyer every day.
Especially when you have a series where you have two lefties in a series or back-to-back games. It's not like, hey, you're going along and here's Randy Johnson. You're like, oh, it's a good day for an off day. Why don't you chill out? You don't have to face Randy. You don't have to face a big unit today.
Yeah.
But just every scrubby lefties, get him in there. They're going to have to figure out how to hit lefties.
So, yeah, to me, if Meyer's up here sitting against lefties and he's kind of scuffling, then you might as well send him back down.
Right.
What's the point of him being here?
I thought the idea for all these guys was so they could play.
If he's here, play. And if he gets to the point where Campbell got to, where he looked like he had no confidence and he's butchering plays in the field, then we can start the discussion about sending Meyer back down.
Yeah.
There's no shame in that.
Although the real problem, too, is as much as we're bitching about all the different things and how maybe their best lineup isn't available to them, they were hitting it. They hit 8 home runs in the series.
Yep.
They're not pitching. Their pitching stinks. And so it's when you're looking ahead at what they need to do and keep this momentum going, you're like, all right, you got a 3-game series at home starting tonight against Tampa Bay. And it's Bayo, Giolito, Buehler. Feel great about those guys?
I'm pretty much done with Walker Buehler, to be honest.
I mean, Lucas Giolito after the last time?
Do Giolito and Buehler get to the total innings that Bayo pitches?
No.
I don't think so either.
No, probably not. Because Bayo will go five.
It's a night game? It's a night game?
Yeah, night game.
Night game, okay.
So he'll go five.
I feel good about Bayo then.
He'll go 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And then Giolito will go 2.
Yeah.
Inning and a third.
Yeah. Walker Buehler will give you 4, as long as he doesn't get ejected.
4 outs?
No,
four innings.
Four innings. They'll be really crappy.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll give up a lot of runs.
Just get shelled. Just absolutely shelled.
They'll give you 4 innings.
Yeah, that was...
Again, assuming he doesn't selfishly get himself kicked out of a game.
That was a
rough
Because
he's busy picking a fight with an umpire instead of trying to help the team.
He's given up 17 hits in his last 2 starts.
Yeah, but how many innings?
They were hard hits. Oh, 7 2/3.
Seven!
Nice.
7 2/3.
17 and
17 hits, 10 runs, 4 dingers. The guy gets absolutely roped.
Look, I've largely said Breslow had a good offseason in terms of the talent he added. That's one he'd like back.
Crochet, Chapman.
Check.
Bregman.
Narvaez.
Honestly,
All-star. Dude, are you coming around to my all-star take?
No, but...
Yeah, dude.
Look, he's a good player. He's a better player
Nick,
than I
Nick, you went on
for.
The all-star take for Narvaez?
Yeah, I've been on the Narvaez train for a while.
Kay. Nick gets it.
Justin Wilson actually been sneaky kind of
good.
Yeah,
fine. Look, I think Breslow made some good upgrades this year. Walker Buehler, not one of them. Let's give him some criticism.
American League catchers, you have Big Dumper.
Yeah, well, he's
kind of it.
He's starting. Yeah.
I mean, the Big Dumper's going to win the MVP.
Big Dumper.
I think, 65 home runs.
I look at Terps' dong team, every day, basically.
No, Nick.
It's another 2 homers for the Big Dumper.
66 home runs.
That's the pace?
Is the pace right now.
Nice. Also, he hit a couple more over the weekend then.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I just told you.
He had 2 on Saturday.
Yeah, he had two
in the game on Saturday.
Like every day, I feel like.
So he's up to 26 homers as a catcher. What's the catcher record? Who's got that?
Piazza?
Probably Piazza.
I mean, that's just a guess.
Giant bench. Probably Piazza.
Sure.
Probably Piazza. But he's going to smash that, whatever that is.
You
think Todd Hundley had it?
I don't know. My answer is Piazza. Who is
AI
it?
Overview is saying Salvador Perez with 48.
Ooh, wow. Sally Perez.
Sally Perez was swatting like
3 years.
Dude, 48?
Yeah.
The big dumper could take a month off and get that.
Dumper will get there by the All-Star break.
Move over, Sally Perez.
A whole bunch of texts. Roman Anthony should learn to play first base. Why can't Roman play first base?
We've already been over all this.
Why is Roman Anthony not a selfish teammate in Devers? Well, Devers is taking ground balls in his life.
Did the owner fly to Kansas City to ask Roman Anthony to play first base?
No. Okay. Devers is, and I know we sometimes, there's a gray area on what's an infielder on this show and what is not.
Well,
Both corners, the hot corner and the cold corner.
Both hot corners.
Those are both infielders. Roman Anthony has not played the infield.
He's an outfielder
in his life. Yeah. So that is a little different, but something tells me, similar to Marcelo Meyer and Christian Campbell, if the Red Sox were like, hey, you could be a big leaguer tomorrow, play first, I bet Roman Anthony would.
Oh, yeah.
I think the team doesn't want to move him there, but I bet if they asked him, he'd do it. Right. Just a guess. 617-779-7937. All your feedback here. On the Red Sox, the Yankees rivalry, maybe a little bit of a teeny, teeny, tiny bit of life with Hunter Dobbins calling out the Yankees going into last night. Red Sox take 2 out of 3, maybe salvage their season, at least keep it on life support. And, of course, Rafael Devers, Roman Anthony, all that good stuff. Again, it's 617-779-7937. We'll get to you, and we'll get to a busy weekend in the Stanley Cup Final and NBA Finals. We have a series in the NBA, and Brad Marchand, Keith, still thriving. We'll get to it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.